And that is where your leadership capacity needs to become revealed to you. The capacity gap. How do you fill the capacity gap? What is the gap in my capacity between the leader you are today and the executive leader you desire to be?
I'm Dr. Grace Lee, and you're listening to the Career Revisionist Podcast for executives, team leaders, people managers, and ambitious professionals from all backgrounds. It's for those among us who can't stay stagnant and admire anyone who demonstrates exponential growth. We challenge ourselves to step out of our comfort zone and into higher levels of leadership, and we are determined to rise confidently in our industry so that we can make our greatest contribution using our knowledge and expertise. We have worked hard to become great at what we do, but only so we can achieve the goals that give our lives meaning and purpose. And while we persevere through a college education to get us here with our technical skills, we understand that to get to the next level where we desire to be, it requires a different kind of skills. And we're not comfortable with failure because we experience satisfaction when we are advancing. And while some of us work well under pressure, all of us perform the best when we are part of a winning team. And instead of just hoping to achieve what's important to us, we choose to become a more optimized version of ourselves to make it happen. We're not just A players, we are A plus players, and we are the source of consistent output that makes positive advancements in the world around us.
Are you starting to feel like it is time for you to step up into executive leadership? That this is a goal that you've been having and now is the time? Well, if that is you, today what I want to share with you are three key milestones on how to step up into executive leadership. And when you understand what these three milestones are, now you can plan for it, your career growth plan on how to step up and how to become more visible and how to have those opportunities open up to you. So those are three key milestones. Now I get it. When it comes to stepping up into executive leadership, oftentimes it can feel like a mystery. But you see, the only reason why it feels like a mystery is because it is unfamiliar. Unfamiliarity breeds the feeling of things being a mystery. But what if I told you that stepping up into executive leadership is not a mystery? The only reason why it feels like a mystery is because it is unfamiliar. And the only reason why it's unfamiliar is because of the comfort zone. If you have been at the level where you're at for some time now and things are familiar, the reason why is because this has become a comfort zone. The comfort zone breeds familiarity. It breeds familiarity where there's nothing new. Things are predictable. You know exactly how things are going to go. You know exactly where things are and where things are going to be. And you have the level of comfort. There is a lack of urgency there. There is familiarity there. There is predictability there. And I get it. Predictability and familiarity and comfort are very difficult to let go of. But if you are honest and authentic with yourself and becoming an executive, stepping up into higher levels of leadership, if that is a calling, if that is your authentic goal, then the way to get there is to step out of the comfort zone and into unfamiliarity. Now, keep in mind that unfamiliarity, unfortunately, it has a bad reputation. We see unfamiliar, everything that is not familiar with us, we categorize that as an unknown. And as a result of things being unknown, we see it as a negative. We see it as bad. We see it as undesirable, simply because it is unknown. But how many of you have ever realized that when it comes to looking and pursuing and exploring and discovering the unknown, those are all the areas in which we can pursue our goals. Opportunities are unknown to us. Growth is in the unknown category. Because if it was familiar and if it was known, we wouldn't be growing because we would have familiarity and predictability. So everything you desire in your personal development, in your own improvement and your career growth, everything, all the things you desire in those categories belong in the unknown currently. They are in the unknown category currently. The key is to stepping up into them. So how do you do that? And that's what I want to share with you. What are the three key milestones? But I want to premise this by sharing with you that I'm not promising you that these milestones are easy. I'm not promising you that these milestones are easy or that they are going to be comfortable or that they are going to be predictable. I'm not promising you that because this journey is going to be necessarily into the unknown. The journey is going to be discovering the unknown. What is on that other side of predictability? And that is hard. And oftentimes there is overwhelm associated with that, but it is part of the journey. Because when it comes to our pursuit of things, pursuit of our goal, have you ever thought about why you want to pursue those things? The essence of our reasons for pursuing goals that are hard and goals that are challenging is because we want to experience greater meaning in life. Isn't that true? You want your life to be meaningful. You want your career not just be a job that you go to get a paycheck. You want your career path to be meaningful. You want it to be a vocation that has purpose, impact, meaningfulness. And have you ever thought about what constitutes meaningfulness? How do you achieve meaningfulness in life and in career path? And have you ever thought that when you experience true and genuine meaningfulness, this is where you are at the intersection of both positives and negatives. There are both challenges and supports. There are both setbacks and productivity. It's both. The meaningfulness comes in between those both, embracing both of those things. But in order for you to see the other side of it, we need to venture into the unknown. So let's venture out together. Let's walk through the three key milestones so that you can have some clarity on how to set goals and how to plan your growth into executive leadership. Milestone number one, the first milestone to stepping up into executive leadership is to become the leader who receives the invitation. Because the invitation is important. You want to become an executive. You want to be a member of the inner circle of executives, to be invited into those boardroom meetings, to be invited to give your opinion and to give your insights on strategic direction of the whole organization. This is something that requires an invitation. You can't just barge your way in. You can't just prove your way in or to argue your way in. It requires an invitation. The opportunity is given. It is given. It is a privilege to be invited in that opportunity. It is a privilege to be invited in that inner circle. It is an invitation. So how do you receive that invitation? It starts with the becoming. Now, the biggest mistake I see managers make is that they start with the doing. What are all the things I need to do? How do I need to prove myself? How do I need to show that I can do it? What skills do I need to develop? They focus on the doing. And have you ever noticed that? The more that you take on projects, the more you work harder to prove yourself, the more you get tired and fatigued, but sometimes it doesn't lead to the invitation. You just get more projects. You just get more work. You just get more expectations. The process before the doing is the becoming. You have to become the person to receive the invitation. And this is becoming the leader who has the capacity. The only difference between your leadership today and the leadership you want to be developed into, the executive leadership level, the only difference is capacity. And that is where your leadership capacity needs to become revealed to you. The capacity gap. How do you fill the capacity gap? What is the gap in my capacity between the leader you are today and the executive leader you desire to be? So once that leadership capacity is revealed to you, that capacity is also revealed to all of those around you. It is very powerful when you become the leader that you desire to become, then you can do the things that are necessary. It is not possible to be able to do right now if you haven't become first. Become the person who can do. And then you can do what's necessary. And once you can do what's necessary, that is the leadership capacity, then you can have the executive leadership position that you desire. So first, the leadership capacity is revealed to you. And once it's revealed to you, it is revealed to all of those around you. And that is the first milestone. Milestone number two is to persist through the disappointing long enough to be strong enough to stay there. What do I mean by that? The second biggest mistake I see a lot of managers make is that they have an expectation that once I become appointed to executive, I want smooth sailing, right? I expect the appointing, the opportunity come to be given to me, and I just step up. I just assume that position. And oftentimes, more than not, there's a disappointment. There's a season of feeling disappointed. There's a season of being disappointed. There's a season of feeling not good enough. There's a season of feeling overwhelmed. There's a season of feeling really, really fatigued and fearful and nervous. There's a season of all of those disappointments. What if I told you that the season of disappointments is a natural part of the journey? And the reason why the disappointment is there, the reason why that season of disappointment is there, is so that you can develop the resiliency and the persistency to stay in executive leadership. That develops your character to stay there. Part of the journey is how do I fill my leadership capacity to become the leader of executive leadership? That's part of the journey. But the second half of the journey is how do I stay there once I do get there? So let's not neglect both halves. It's not enough just to be able to fill the capacity to land those positions, to become an executive. We need to be able to stay there and function strongly there. So the season of disappointment is a season where you are developing other skill sets, different skill sets to be able to persist through the disappointments. You're developing a different type of skill sets besides your technical skills. You're developing a different type of resiliency. You're developing a different type of mindset. You're developing a different area of navigation and different acumen to understand how to navigate those landscapes. All of these things are developed in the season of disappointment. And when you develop these skill sets, the different types of skill sets, once you develop the skill sets, now you have the strength, the persistency, and the consistency to stay there in executive leadership. And that's milestone number two. And milestone number three, the final one, is to put an end to your comfort zone. The biggest mistake that I see managers make is that they don't see their own finish line. They don't believe it's possible. They don't think it is a part in the cards for them. They don't feel that it is, the opportunities are there. They don't feel the marketplace is there. They don't feel the economy is supportive of that type of career growth. And that's the biggest mistake that I see managers make. And they listen to other people that who tell them the way that it is. They listen to other people who are also stuck in that level. Tell them how this is the way things are. There's nothing you can do about it. You need to change your position. You need to change your industry. You need to change your career path. You need to think about a backup plan. And they listen to that type of advice. They listen to that type of anecdotes. That's the biggest mistake I see entrepreneurs make. But when it comes to stepping up into your executive leadership positions, remember the first milestone is becoming the executive leadership that is necessary in order to do what is required of that level of position. And the second milestone is to be able to put an end to the comfort zone and to be able to understand where your goals are and to be able to understand how to last through the season of disappointment. Because as long as you remain in your comfort zone, the season of disappointment continues. The comfort zone is a continuous disappointment and continuous unfulfillment. Whereas if you step up and you end your comfort zone, there is a season of disappointment, but the season of disappointment does not last. When you stay in your comfort zone, this is where the season of disappointment lasts. It is also a lengthy process of unfulfillment. Think about that. Go to the moment where you have experienced lengthened unfulfillment, lengthened disappointment. Chances are that was an area in your life where you stayed in your comfort zone. That was an area of your life where you were afraid to venture out. That was an area of your life where you were afraid of the unknown and the potential overwhelm of stepping outside of it. And that is what the comfort zone brings. Yes, it is comfortable on one hand, but there is a lengthened disappointment and unfulfillment. The other thing about your comfort zone is a lot of people tend to hide there, waiting for a perfect time. But what if there is no such a thing as the perfect time? What if that perfect time doesn't come? Because we cannot possibly identify the perfect time in advance. It is only possible to identify the perfect time when you look back retrospectively on where you have come, and then you can see this was divine timing. This was perfect. I can see where all the chips fell. I can see why that had to happen. We can see that looking back. But it's not possible looking forward to identify a perfect time. Reflect on your life and you're going to see that that's true. That there was not a perfect time for anything. There was not a perfect time to have kids. There was not a perfect time to move to a different city. There was not a perfect time to start college, right? There's no perfect time when you want to plan ahead. But when you look back on those things you've done, now you can see why that had to happen when it did and how that led you to where you are. And there's a greater appreciation for it. And the thing about if you do not end your comfort zone, if you do not end it yourself, then there will be something external to you that will end your comfort zone for you. So here's what I mean by that. Reflect about that in your life. What areas of your life, in your past or maybe currently, that you remained in your comfort zone, you tried so hard to stay there because it was comfortable, because it was familiar, because it was predictable. Think about those times. What area of life did you stay in your comfort zone? And you're going to notice that time and time again, as the more you try to stay in your comfort zone, the more the external forces, things happen in your life to take you out of that comfort zone. So you have a choice. You have a choice. The first choice is you can choose to end your comfort zone yourself on your own terms. Or you can choose to let the chips fall as they may and have an external force end your comfort zone for you. If you choose the latter, then sometimes the external forces that end the comfort zone for you do not necessarily lead to outcomes you desire. And they might lead to greater discomfort and greater disappointment and unfulfillment. But the choice is yours. But if you made that choice and you say, and you're saying to yourself, I want to end the comfort zone myself because it is time for me to step up into executive leadership. If that's you, then I invite you to take action on it. Below this description, right here in the description below, I have a link for you to apply for my executive coaching program. And every single week, I train executives on how to become that leader, how to fill the leadership capacity, and how to move forward outside the comfort zone, how to navigate the landscape, and how to position yourself and develop those skills outside of technical skills. And this is only for those of you who are serious of developing this and serious about becoming the executive leadership. So if that's you, click the link below in the description, and I look forward to seeing you on the inside.